is Andy.
Andy, we need you back for the rest of the concert.
On my way, Jen. See you later, Humpback Whales.
Andy, we have the perfect music to get you back to RA Sub. That was a fantastic aquatic adventure. I got to swim with humpback whales.
And what a beautiful sound those whales made, Andy.
Like this.
promise, I think I can see someone swimming past the porthole. They're with a lot of squirrels, big floppy ears, and a lot of badgers.
Let's see. It's so big and blue and wavy
and wet.
Yes, the ocean is amazing, isn't it? Oh! And why is the ocean so very important? Well, let me tell you more about how amazing the sea is. To begin with, oceans are huge. In fact, 70% of the Earth's surface is ocean. That's a lot of
water!
Yes, indeed, Abby. And all that water is home to almost 95% of life on Earth.
Oh, wolf!
And not just fish. Our oceans are also home to reptiles, crustaceans...
Pay attention, Nigel!
Mollusks, shellfish... But perhaps most important of all are the tiny plants that help make the oxygen we all breathe.
Amazing!
So, we must take care of our oceans, because they take care of us.
Yes.
Have the squirrels done well today, Danny?
Oh!
Well done, squirrels. You've earned your ocean bear.
Yay!
Ah, and here are your parents. Just time for one more thing.
Doggy hug!
Oh.
Doggy
hug.
Oh, let's all give ourselves a big doggy hug.
Ooh.
Right then, CBeebies promise there's only one thing left for us to do, and that's to put all of our ocean creatures into our musical scrapbook.
Great idea, Andy. Join in, CBeebies promise.
Here we go.
Way down there.
Who'd have thought that the ocean did so much to help us?
even making the air we breathe.
And now we all know lots of ways to help the ocean, don't we, Panda?
And we know ways to help the creatures who live in the ocean too.
I love you, Gran-Gran.
Aww. I love you too, Jojo.
Thank you, Jojo and Gran-Gran. Before we end our ocean adventure, we need to make all preparations for surfacing.
Oh, yes, but before we do that, Captain Kwame, can we have a party with all of the ocean creatures?
Absolutely, Andy, and I know the perfect party piece. It's a celebration dance by Alana Alberger, and I think it just sounds like one big party for all of us and the ocean. CBB's Promise, get up and dance with us.
Come on,
everybody
come on,
ready?
Aye, 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 Captain.
Grown-ups, you too. Come on.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you. Curtis, and it's time for us to go. Thank you for joining us on our musical ocean adventure, and thank you to Captain Kwame for conducting us on our journey.
Thank you, Maddie. The RA sub really can take us anywhere in the ocean with music.
And don't forget our beautiful humpback whales and their singing. We want the whales to be making music for a very, very long time.
And Andy, it couldn't have been possible without our musical crew, the South Bank Symphonia! A very special thank you to our signer, Andy Newman.
Today has gone swimmingly, and I cannot wait to get onto the beach to discover some ocean creatures myself.
And remember, CBeebies Pommers, always take a grown-up with you when you're having your fun looking. And that's when you go to the beach and the rock pools.
And leave everything as you found it, because we need to look after our ocean and our planet.
CBeebies Pommers,
thank you
for joining us here in the Royal Albert Hall for our ocean adventure.
Bye
bye!
Bye!
Au revoir!
Oh, that was fun, wasn't it, Nigel? Let's enjoy this, Nigel, while we can.
And with that, we have indeed reached the surface, emerging from an ocean adventure here at the CBeebies Prom, which has taken in dolphins in St. Lucia, Galapagos penguins, seahorses, and most importantly, Dougie, doling out an ocean badge and a Dougie hug. We heard the South Bank Symphonia, conducted by Kwame Ryan, and our presenters were CBeebies team, Nigel, Rory, Andy, Chantel, Jen and Maddie. And remember, if a younger member of your household missed some of the fun today or wants to relive the magic all over again, you can listen again for 30 days after the last night of the proms this season over on BBC Sounds. And as our seafaring young audience make their way out of the Royal Albert Hall, I shall hand you back to Chris Barrow, who is our current captain over at Broadcasting House.
Aye, aye, Georgia man, thank you so much. And we have another prom for you tonight, live from Sage Gateshead. The Royal Northern Symphonia are playing symphonies by John Adams and Dvorak. And there's a world premiere by Judith Weir in collaboration with the community choir Voices of the River's Edge and the folk ensemble Spell Songs. That's all from 7:30.
Radio 3 marks the approaching Commonwealth Games with a season of global classical music, including the return of the composer, Erilyn Wallen.
I'm setting off on a musical voyage across Britain's former colonies to explore how composers and musicians brilliantly fused classical music with local cultures and traditions.
And a worldwide history of music from the cellist and composer, John Sillapayamanant.
How can our experience of Western classical music be enriched by understanding its connections and parallels with other cultures?
Classical Commonwealth on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds continues tomorrow evening with World of Classical at 11.
Well, now let's head off around the world with Catherine Tickell.
Hello and welcome to Music Planet, where we've got lots of great music from across the globe coming up over the next hour, starting with this. Kind of an angry love song from BKO, who take their name from the three-letter code for Bamako Airport. BKO, a quintet who came together back in 2012, just as Mali was declaring a state of emergency. And over the last 10 years, the band have really developed and honed that percussion and ngoni combination. The ngoni is a kind of lute, and they have two different types in the band from different Malian traditions. And you just heard Tomorrow from BKO's third album, which came out about a week ago on Bongo Joe Records. Thanks for joining us here on Music Planet today. I'm Catherine Dekel, bringing you music from Japan, Pakistan, South Africa, and recording especially for us today's session guests, Levant du Nord, who are an absolute driving force in Quebec's thriving francophone folk music scene. Really, they need no introduction, but here's their keyboard player, Nicolas Boulouris, to set the scene.
Bonjour tout le monde, bonjour à tous et à toutes. On est le vent du Nord, we are le vent du Nord, from Quebec, playing traditional music from our country, and we are very, very happy to be with you today, presenting new tunes from our CD, 20 printemps for the 20th anniversary of the band. So yes, bienvenue au Québec.
Thank you.
absolutely rocking it out there. They've been playing together for 20 years now and they still sound so exuberantly fresh. Today's session guests, Quebec's Le Vent du Nord. We've got more from them later on. And there's a bit of a French-Canadian link to this next track too. It's from an album put together by composer and sitar virtuoso Kia Tabassian, who was born in Tehran but has lived in Montreal since he was 14. The album's called In the Footsteps of Rumi, and it's a selection of poems in Persian and in Arabic set to music. Kia Tabassian's ensemble Constantinople provide the instrumental skills. But for me, the compelling voice of Ghalia Benali is what really sets this album apart. This is Mole, My Lord.
مولاي قد هرمت شياب المرقد مهللة على عابر ذهب لأسكب مساوئ الحب شلت أطرافي والقلب باسمك يخفق تشابه التياجي والشغف أنت المجتمع أنت المجتمع أنت المجتمع أنت مولاي عزة مولاي عزة مولاي عزة إن الله يراك غمام العهر ثار غمام العهر ثار ناصية عرجاء تهوي بالرداء تعوي ناصية عرجاء قبب تستجاب اخلعوا قبعاتكم فإن الله يراكم اخلعوا قبعاتكم فإن الله يراكم اخلعوا قبعاتكم فإن الله يراكم اخلعوني عليكم حناجركم من جباه سوداء من جباه سوداء تحجبكم تقتلكم تحجبكم
أقبلكم مولاي عزك مولاي عزك مولاي عزك
London-based British Bengali band Kyo. And if you enjoyed that, then you'll be pleased to know that their album Bondona came out yesterday. There's lots of different influences on there, Western and Indian classical, Bengali folk, maybe some jazz and blues, and it all works together in a really integrated way. I think it's great. You can find that on the ARC or ARC music label. And there's such a lot of fantastic music being made at the moment. It's a real treat to get to choose some of it to play to you. And if you want the details of any of the music I'm playing today, just go to BBC Sounds. All the tracks should be listed. And also, you can listen again if you want to. We've got more of our session from Le Vent du Nord coming up in a few minutes. But first, here's a track from UK-based South African cellist Abel Silautre. And he is really quite a wild card. An incredible musician, and his debut album, which comes out in a couple of months, just ranges around from his own compositions and improvisations to classical cello works to tracks like this one, which is a radically creative take on a traditional South African song, Kaboeleng, which means on the sharp side.
Thank you. tipaka wahaling bana bana masali otsara tipaka wahaling bana bana potata bo potala be potata bo potala be tamasari wako Africa ella bo 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 yeah potata bo potala be hello hola bo ho chile 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 potata bo potala be dum dum te dum dum de bam 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 ba de otatabo otalabe otatabo otalabe wera mama olo 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 Endo de bam 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 ba de.
Cellist, singer and composer Abel Silautre, born in South Africa but now resident in Manchester. And that was from his debut album, Where Is Home, which comes out in September. And you can also catch him at WOMAD this year. He's playing on Saturday the 30th of July. Back to our session guests now, Levon Dunord. And actually, the last time I saw them was also at WOMAD a few years ago. They are always such a joy to watch and to listen to. And they have such a deep knowledge of their music and the traditions it springs from. Here's mandolin player Olivier Dumais to introduce this next piece.
Now we will bring you into the great epic history of French-speaking America. We like to remember that our ancestors were adventurers or travelers. In fact, they left France to turn their back on the plague and the wars of religion in the hope of finding over there paradise or simply to rebuild their lives. After the heat of their first summer, it's the hostility of their winter that they will encounter. And it's thanks to the science and the knowledge of the First Nations that they will manage to cling to this new world. In fact, we can say that it's around this interbreeding that this French nation was formed in North America. We did everything together. We ran the woods, we canoed the rivers, founding towns and cities throughout the territory. From Marquette to Saint-Louis, from Détroit to Les Illinois, from Baton Rouge à la Nouvelle-Orléans. They were all over and we could talk at this time of a people. Of course, many people have predicted the end of those who were called Canadians or Acadians or Cajuns. It's the same word with a different accent. But from Champlain to Jack Kerouac, and so far today, a tradition fragile as a flower and mighty as the St. Lawrence River has managed to fool those predictions of extensions of those who can be called today les Américois.
Expédition Nouvelle Terre de découvreurs en canoté.
Expédition Nouvelle Terre de découvreurs en canoté.
Jeune nation comme les premières à voyager sur les rivières. S'approprier les durs hivers, monter le fleuve jusqu'à ses mers.
S'approprier les durs hivers, monter le fleuve jusqu'à ses mers.
Mississippi, enjeu du guerre et grande paix avec nos frères. Amérique, je voyage, Québec à nord. En métissage de nos amours, de nos courages. Marquer nos chants du paysage. Où les bûcherons partaient au bois avec des scies.
Histoire où les bûcherons partaient au bois avec des scies.
Revenant à la belle saison, réponse en poche à leurs questions. Ils allaient bien ouvrir le nord, fonder des villes, garder des forts.
Ils allaient bien ouvrir le nord, fonder des villes, garder des forts.
Canot volant dans le ciel noir, à s'imprégner du territoire.
Amérique, gens du voyage, Québec à nord,
en métissage de nos amours, de nos courages, marquer nos chants du paysage. Jean le Sage en aura des sœurs et l'école.
Jean le Sage en aura des sœurs et l'école.
Des carrés blancs en héritage, aux carrés rouges du ras-le-bol. C'est une langue aux quatre vents laissant des traces des enfants.
C'est une langue aux quatre vents laissant des traces des enfants.
Un peu de France, beaucoup de temps, notre Amérique aura du grand.
Amérique,
gens du voyage, Québec à nord, en métissage de nos amours, de nos courages, marquer nos chants du paysage.
Amérique,
gens du voyage, Québec à nord, en métissage de nos amours, de nos courages, marquer nos chants du paysage.
Okay, now we will sing for you a song called L'Auberge. It means the pub, the bar, the tavern. And we want to raise our glasses to all these gathering places like BBC, where this music continues to be played, to be sung, to be shared. Thank you very much.
L'autre jour, dans une auberge avec plusieurs de mes amis, j'ai passé la nuit à boire ma maîtresse auprès de moi. Moi, j'aime à boire, je m'en fais gloire. Je veux dépenser mon bien, je suis toujours d'humeur égale. Je prends le temps comme il vient. Tous les jours, ma mère me gronde, elle me traite de libertin. Elle me dit que je suis dans le monde. chagrin. Moi j'aime à boire, je m'en fais gloire, je veux dépenser mon bien, je suis toujours d'humeur égale, je prends le temps comme il vient. Laissez passer les rhums noirs, laissez-les cantiques passer. On leur dira qu'on est à prévoire tout l'argent de leurs héritiers. Moi j'aime à boire, je m'en fais gloire, je veux dépenser mon bien, je suis toujours d'humeur égale, je prends le temps comme il vient. L'autre jour, dans une auberge, avec plusieurs de mes amis, ce sont des gens comme nous autres qui s'enivrent à la boisson. Moi j'aime à boire, je m'en fais gloire, je veux dépenser mon bien, je suis toujours d'humeur égale, je prends le temps comme il vient. Le bedeau, ce grand ivrogne, boira-t-il comme nous? Boira-t-il dans l'autre monde comme il a bu parmi nous? Moi j'aime à boire, je m'en fais gloire, je veux dépenser mon bien, je suis toujours d'humeur égale, je prends le temps comme il vient, je suis toujours d'humeur égale, je prends le temps comme il vient.
Le Vent du Nord, all five of them fabulous instrumentalists, treating us to an a cappella track there, with just the little touch of whistling to bring it to a close. And that was performed specially for us in the BBC's world-famous Maida Vale Studios down in London. And we've got one more track from that session later on. There's also music still to come from Japan, Pakistan, and this absolute classic from South Africa's The Movers, a band who, back at the start of the 1970s, exploded onto the country's racially segregated music scene with their winning combination of rolling organ grooves, American soul, and sounds straight from the heart of the townships. The Movers started off as a purely instrumental band, so that's what I'm going to give you. This is Tau Special. Thank you. South African soul and groove from the Movers. And if you want more of that, then keep an eye on the Analog Africa label, who will be releasing the Movers 1970-76 on the 5th of August. 14 tracks, including that one from the band's heyday. Let's go back a bit further now, though, for this week's classic artist, Japanese koto player Kimio Eto. He was born in 1924 and died in 2012. He started his musical training when he was 8, studying with the renowned koto master Michio Miyagi. And when he was 11, he completed his first composition, and by the time he was 16, he'd received 3 consecutive national prizes as an artist and a composer. Kimio Eto moved to the United States in the 1950s with the intention of popularising the koto in the Western world. And it must have been quite a decision to take, really. He was blind and he didn't speak much English, but by the mid-60s he'd become quite a well-known figure at music recitals and concerts. He was really keen to expand the range of repertoire for and also the expectations of the koto, recording with Harry Belafonte, jazz drummer Gene Krupa, and probably most notably with the innovative American composer Henry Cowell, who wrote Concerto for Koto and Orchestra, on which Eto was a soloist playing alongside the Philadelphia Orchestra, conducted by Leopold Stokowski in 1964. But I'm going to go back a little bit further to Kimio Eto's 1959 album, Koto Music, for this track, Choryu, which means the current. And the piece expresses the tide of human feelings, ranging from intense passion to calmness and gentleness.